We've been talking about headphones the last couple of days, and the previous couple of weeks we were talking about microphones, so they kind of go together quite well, don't they? What to think of when buying studio headphones? Let's rattle through a couple of these factors. In fact, we've got five of them today, so let's start off with number one. A pretty good pair of headphones are worth it, but not all headphones will make your voice sound the same. You want a pair of headphones that reproduces your voice with the sound that you're comfortable with and doesn't make you wince every time you hear yourself, because that'll only make you feel anxious and affect how you sound in the first place. You'll be wearing them a lot, so they need to be comfortable, tight enough so they don't slip, with cushioned ears and a foam headband if preferable. A consideration of on-ear or over-ear may be necessary. Now, some people find the over-ear design, that's when the whole ear is surrounded, maybe a little bit claustrophobic, but they do ensure that you just hear what the mic is hearing and limits the possibility of bleeding or feedback, which we've spoken about on the podcast before. You want headphones that produce a good stereo sound, especially important if recording a documentary or audio drama with a mix of speech and music and sound effects and so on. These shows will usually be produced in stereo, so there'll usually be a subtle difference between what you hear in each ear that needs to be clear for you. And you want a cable that's long enough and won't end up in a bird's nest tangle. A little sidebar of what to think about when buying studio headphones. Tomorrow, we got a piece on earpieces as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.